Southwark News, Thursday, 27th of March, 2014. 4 years for handing out council homes. Southwark Council has lost millions and is still fighting to get 8 houses back from people who received them illegally from a corrupt housing officer banged up for 4 years last week. As revealed by the News last month, Ibrahim Bundu gave 29 council homes away to his mates, his family and people in the country illegally over a 3-year period, and the council is still trying to get 8 of the homes back after Bundu and his four co-defendants were sentenced on Thursday. Bundu, 50, used false identities to push the bogus applications to the top of Southwark's 2-year waiting list of 20,000 people, making an estimated £53,000 in the process. Judge Douglas Marks Moore told Woolwich Crown Court that he thought the whole debacle had cost Southwark approximately £3.7 million. 6 of the houses dished out illegally were taken by Bundu's co-defendants in the dock, including his mum, his ex-wife, his estranged wife and her aunt. The elaborate scam came to light in 2011 when an anti-fraud initiative uncovered fake documents in one of Bundu's applications and traced a pattern through his caseload. The council is determined to recover all properties that are allocated fraudulently, said Councillor Richard Livingstone, Cabinet Member for Finance, Resources and Community Safety, who is taking civil action to recover the remaining 8 properties. Bundu pleaded guilty to willfully neglecting to perform a duty in a public office and transferring criminal property. His mother, Marie Bundu of Elmington Estate, Camberwell, received 6 months in prison suspended for 2 years, with a curfew between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. for 6 months. Bundu's ex-wife, Kamara, of Dominion Drive, Rotherhithe, a mother of 2 young children, also received the same curfew with an 8-month sentence, also suspended for 2 years. Kwate, of Grattan Close, Peterborough, and Lasayo, of Holmesdale Road, Bromley, neither of whom are related to Bundu, both received 8 months in prison suspended for 2 years, but must also perform 200 hours of community service. Bundu's estranged wife, Farmata Koroma, and her auntie, Haza Sajay, will be sentenced at a future date to be confirmed at Isleworth Crown Court.